This is OMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. The OMEL Radio News Summary, I'm Titi Jibro. The Liberian National Police has confirmed a stampede occurred during the inauguration of President George Weah and Vice President Joel Howard Taylor at the SKD Sports Complex. Police spokesman Sam Collins told OMEL Radio that the stampede occurred when hundreds of people forced their way into the stadium to witness Monday's inaugural ceremony. Sam Collins said there are no reports of deaths so far. He, however, quoted hospital sources as saying that three persons sustained serious injuries and are in critical conditions at the GFK and ELWA hospitals, respectively. He said others were treated and discharged. Associate Justice Philip Banks has encouraged public defenders to demonstrate a high level of excellence in the discharge of their duties. Justice Banks believes that by doing this, public defenders will help to boost public confidence in the judiciary. He spoke in Buchanan and Grambassa County at the start of a four-day training for public defenders. Justice Banks also encouraged the public defenders to undertake a periodic evaluation of their own performances, which will help map out ways to further improve their services. More than 20 public defenders are attending the four-day event in Buchanan, Grambassa County. The quarterly training serves as an orientation for new attorneys joining the program and as a refresher for all public defenders. The Community of Hope Agriculture Program says it is developing a roadmap for constant rice supply in Liberia. The group's executive director, Reverend Robert Bimba, told OMEL Radio that they are undertaking this initiative with other partners who have interest in the rice sector. He said their intent is to increase rice production in the country and ensure the steady supply of local produced rice on the Liberian market. Reverend Bimba said they have prepared a comprehensive paper to be submitted to the new government on the way forward for steady rice production in the country. Reverend Bimba, who also serves as the national focal person for the system of rice intensification, said he is convinced that if this is considered, it will help in a long way to improve Liberia's economy. The news is coming to you from OMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. Attackers have detonated explosives before storming the offices of the Save the Children charity in the eastern Afghan city of Ajalalaba. At least two people have been killed and 12 injured. It is believed about 50 staff were in the building at the time. The Islamic State group has said three of its fighters are behind the attack, which is said to be continuing. Save the Children has temporarily suspended all of its Afghan programs. Ataula Kohanian, a spokesman for the governor of Nagahia province, told the BBC the attack started at about 9:10 local time on Wednesday when a suicide bomber detonated a vehicle explosive at the entrance to the Save the Children compound. An eyewitness who was inside the compound at the time told AFP News Agency that he saw a gunman hitting the main gate with a rocket-propelled grenade. And the U.S.-led coalition against the jihadist group Islamic State ISIS says it has killed up to 150 militants in airstrikes on a headquarters in Syria. A statement said the strikes took place on Saturday near Al-Shafa in the Middle Euphrates River Valley and southeastern province of Deir al-Zor. A combination of intelligence and continuous target observation ensured no civilians were harmed. There was no confirmation of the attack from IS or its supporters. The coalition says the group has lost 98% of the territory that it seized across Iraq and Syria in 2014 when it proclaimed the creation of a caliphate. That's the OMEL Radio News Summary, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on OMEL, you can log on to www.omel.unmissions.org, facebook.com/omel2003, or twitter/omelnews. I'm Titi Jibro.